Ugh, I should have swiped left. Welcome back, bitches, to another episode of Should Have Swiped Left, the podcast. This is episode 12, and I'm going to admit that this might be the most ridiculous, but probably the best episode on this podcast, because not only do you have me with you today, but I have four beautiful men.
Lies, you have three. And one beautiful man.
Oh.
Wow, that was aggressive. But before I get into who's here.
So kind of you to think of me.
Let me give you a quick update on what's going on in my life. I'm still single. That's your update. I don't really have anything outside of that. So that was quick.
Real quick.
And scene.
If you listened to last week's episode, you'll know that I had my two best friends with me, Kenny and Duran, and they're back.
Oh,
hey, Miss Vanjie.
Miss Vanjie.
If you listen to the episode before that,
episode 10, I think.
10, you will know that I had Van here, and he's back. And if you listen to episode, I don't really remember what number, Matt is back. Yeah. Oh, these are good numbers. You guys, y'all know.
We followers.
Episode 5 with Matt Carvin is in our presence. So you got me. You got Kenny. You got Vangelo. You got Darren. And you have Matthew. It is going to be an interesting episode because our topic on this beautiful, beautiful day is all things sexual.
My favorite activity. Oh.
Your favorite activity. Mm-hmm. So, because I already gave you my updates, we're going to jump right in. Jump right into the sex talk.
Bow!
I would like to preface this episode with rated R. If you are a child, you shouldn't even be listening to podcasts, probably. I don't even know how you got a phone, like. But it's going to be graphic, probably, because these are who my friends are as people.
Mama, sister, if y'all listening, I'm sorry.
Mom, if you're listening, just turn it off. Just
right now.
I love you, but you gotta go.
No, let's be mystified. Mom, if you're listening, listen to the rest of it. You should have a healthy conversation with your parents about your sex life, right?
They don't need to know about...
They don't need to know everything.
They don't need to know about gay sex.
Why not? 911, what's your emergency? Bitch, I'm dying. Help.
No. Hi, Mom. Enjoy.
So, now that we've welcomed everyone's mothers, all right, let's get started. So, this has actually been brought up a few times. People have asked about a sex episode, and you're getting all kinds of sex stuff in one episode because you're going to have sex from the gay man's point of view. You're going to have sex from the straight man's point of view, and you're going to have sex from the straight woman's point of view. And you're going to have sex from a bisexual point of view. If you don't know who that is, it's Kenny.
I thought it was going to be a mystery. I thought it was going to be one of those, like, guess who at the end.
Yeah. I'm the straight man, obviously. Cool. So let's get started. So I have to say that I'm a little nervous about what's going to happen in the next 45 minutes to an hour because my friends have no filter. All right.
None whatsoever.
So who here, by show of hands, and by show of hands I mean you have to say something because they can't see you, has ever had sex with a man?
I have. This one right here. Hey!
Yesterday.
Oh, damn.
Four out of five.
Wait, Van said yesterday. Can we get a story?
Van.
Story.
Wait, is this the southern guy again? No, he left.
No, oh my gosh, my husband's gone, girl. No, he was a doctor. I met him on Grindr. Went over to his house.
Do you know his name?
Yeah.
Ooh, no.
Oh, no, but look at, he was like making a face like, I don't know who he was. I was like, oh my God.
I have his number. That's how you know it was good.
Oh, dang.
Oh, so there will be seconds.
Yeah, no, we don't normally give out numbers.
Wait,
until
is he Middle Eastern?
Yes.
Bitch, Middle Eastern! Y'all Eskimo bros?
Damn.
Okay. I'm sure more than once. I'm positive.
This definitely happened, especially in this region.
Wait, okay. So you mean you've multiple times have had sex with the same person?
Not at the same time.
Not at the same time. But like,
I'm sure
I didn't even
have.
Mean it like that.
Like, we run in the same community, and the Inland Empire is small.
It's a small community.
It's small, especially for the gays. It's hella small.
Well, I can't say that I've probably had sex with anyone that you've had. Well, you know, I don't know. I don't know.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Maybe.
Never know.
Okay, by show of hands, by vocal Labness. Who has ever had sex with a woman?
I also have.
So three. Oh.
I forgot about that.
Oh, wait. What?
Two of you have had sex with both men and women.
I have.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Then, yeah, two.
Oh, because Durant had a serious girlfriend for a very long time.
Correct.
And now you're, like, the gayest man I know.
Thank God. I would never go
Did
back
she
to the
do that
flaps.
To you? Whoa.
I'm done. I'm so done.
Wait, okay, question.
Bruh, B-flaps.
Does everybody have a favorite?
I shaved a pound of B-flaps, and it was great.
Wow again.
Okay, he really did.
But I literally did.
Does everyone have a favorite word or euphemism for vagina?
Yes.
And does
vagina.
Does everyone have one for, let's use it, the geometric, not geometric, what's the word I'm looking for? Anatomical term, penis.
Penis.
Does everybody have one for penis as well?
Yes. Penis.
Okay, Kenny, what are yours?
Mine?
Yeah, what are your two?
Oh, God. Pussy and dick.
Ugh!
What are yours?
Vagina and penis.
Why did you say it like that?
Penis?
Matt, what are yours?
Pussy and dick also.
What are yours?
Pussy and dick.
Okay, I like, I say pussy a lot, but I like lobster pot because I think it's really good.
Oh, yes! Yes!
We're talking about what's funniest though. Like, I heard the expression "stabbing the gash" one time.
Oh my god! That does not sound sexy whatsoever.
It's like not supposed to. I call it a fruit cup. Oh. I'm like, oh yeah, you know you want some of this fruit
Delicious.
Cup.
Nutritious.
Thank you.
Full of vitamins.
Sweet, tasty, good for your soul.
I feel like I just should not be shocked at anything that comes out of any of your mouths in our friendship.
So I'm the only person that's never had sex with a woman.
I've never had sex
with
a woman.
Star,
oh, you're a gay.
I thought it was platinum.
C-section.
It's a platinum gay.
Thank you. I was a C-section baby because I was a twin.
Oh, I was a C-section baby.
Well,
on,
I have never had sex with a woman because I don't even like my own vagina to
really
think about
don't.
Someone else's vagina.
You're right.
Vaginas are so nasty.
They're beautiful.
They're what?
Yeah, they
in
are.
In what world?
In this world.
What are you looking at?
Do you think the same thing about penises? Do you think they're disgusting?
I think if I had to pick a lesser evil, I think penises are more attractive. I think penises are much more attractive than vaginas.
I feel like most women would still say the opposite.
Vaginas?
Yeah.
No, they're not. Georgia O'Keeffe made them into flowers.
Thank you.
They're not flowers. They're nasty things.
You have one.
I know, I don't like it.
Well,
where does that come from?
Probably the fact that I have one.
Sorry.
And the fact that she's actually a gay man. So.
I think I am a gay man. That's probably why I'm friends with all of you.
You need to date like a gay man who's like.
My mom says that Kenny's my gay boyfriend.
Yeah. It's accurate.
It's because he like cooks for me and stuff.
Right. So. Never mind.
And he also, like, cleans for me, and he, like, opens my door. You so are my gay man!
Or he's your maid, like, one of the two.
I mean, my future husband might be my maid, so.
He's, like, definitely your Alfred to, like, your Batman. Like, if he's opening doors for you and cleaning and...
No, he's just a gentleman.
Aww, thank you.
Yes. Anyways, so back to penises. Yeah, I don't like the pussy word. You guys know that. And it bothers me that you guys like it so much.
Do you like the
I love to hear it in the bedroom.
Cunt?
Oh my god, girl.
I love the cunt word.
I love that word.
It's so crisp.
Cunt is so nice. Good. Anyway. So.
Oh my god.
Van said the last time he had sex was yesterday.
Yeah.
Duran, when's the last time you had sex?
This past weekend, actually.
Wait, why didn't I know this?
It happened.
Wow, you're not a best friend anymore.
Whoa.
Oh, Matt!
Wow. It was unexpected. It just happened. It was a heat of the moment kind of thing. It was after
no,
the show.
Yeah.
Next.
I had, like, extra time and whatnot.
I mean, yeah, whatever.
You know exactly where I was, too. It just...
Oh.
Ew. Matt!
He just threw that ass in a circle is what he did.
Matt, when's the last time you had sex?
Yeah, it's been almost a year. I don't remember.
Almost
exactly.
A year. Yeah. Kenny, when's the last time you had sex?
Ooh, it's been a while.
You well, lying?
Are we considering just like?
So yeah, like.
Are we talking about like it must be penetrative to consider it sex?
I mean, doesn't
I don't know what you guys consider sex. Well, like in okay, let's turn this around to the gay men really quick.
You never answered.
What?
You can answer your own damn question.
It's my podcast. I don't have to answer.
Okay, so Cecily, when was the last time you had sex?
I like 2 weeks ago.
I was like, I know the answer.
Was it 2 weeks?
Say it. Yeah.
with Trevor, who wants other people's vaginas. Whoa! That's a different story.
Whoa!
Tell us how you really feel.
I really feel like he wants other vaginas.
Whoa!
Anyway.
Wow.
So, for the gays, my gay boys, wow, what you guys consider anything, like, what is considered sex in the gay world? It has to be penetration?
Just, for me.
If we are literally just, like, swapping head or, like, just making out and jerking off the entire time, like, that is not sex. That's a
it's not sex.
It's a, like, both it's are, going oh, around. Okay. So think of it, it's, what is it, like, a square is not a rectangle, but a rectangle is a square or some shit like that, right? Mm. Like, right? Geometry, math, somebody knows what I'm talking about.
I don't like, get it backwards,
like,
yeah.
A hook, like, sex is a hookup, but a hookup is not necessarily sex.
Correct. Oh, I get what you're saying. Yeah? Okay, that's fair.
You just had to let me get there. My pastor used to say, come go with me for a second.
Mm-hmm.
Come go with
me. We're not going to talk about religion in this episode.
Why not? God ordained sex. God ordained sex. Yeah. It's in the word, girl.
It's a beautiful thing.
It's in the word.
Woo! Melodies from heaven.
We are so off track. But yes, I feel like for it to be considered sex, there needs to be penetration.
Yeah.
Penetration.
Makes
sex.
That was so aggressive. Can we talk about the tops and bottoms things for sex, really quick, for gay men? Because I just want to talk about it.
Yes, questions.
A bottom is just someone who has their butthole penetrated.
Yes, and they don't care for any other sort of stimulation. That's
not
all they want.
There are, like, in terms of like penetrative sex, they don't care for other stimulation.
There are power bottoms.
Power bottoms are the ones who can throw it back with like
and take control
with no dismay. They're just large and in charge. Okay, mm-hmm. They be clapping them cheeks. Okay,
they're like, I'm gonna get mine. Like,
and they just take it.
There's so much being thrown at me from every direction. I'ma get mine.
And like the exact opposite, power top is the same thing. Very dominant.
But they're also known as alphas. Sometimes
you don't have to be aggressive though.
That's a different.
It's a whole different thing. Yeah.
Because I feel like when we talk about like aggressive and dominance, like it kind of dips into like the kink BDSM culture, and like you can be a power top and not be aggressive, right? No, am I?
No, because there's no power. You're just a top.
I assume that the word power was more of like a stamp of like this is all I do. Like I'm dedicating all my power towards this. I don't know.
Oh no.
You know what I mean? Like I don't assume that it means dominance or like submission in any way, shape, or form.
Durand, okay. Is this too personal? Are you a top or are you a bottom?
I'm versatile. I like it in the middle. I'll take it both ways and give it both ways. It is a party that way. I mean, if you're gonna exclude yourself to any other thing, what's the point of like indulging in life and whatnot? You gotta have a good time.
See, but that philosophy doesn't work for me because like I'm never having sex with a girl. I'm not doing that. Am I limiting myself?
No, you're not.
But like, we're talking about in our echelon. Ain't no gay person about to be like, I want a taste of that pussy. I want some of that fruit cup. Nah.
So okay, first of all, I don't think a lot of people say fruit cup.
What do you mean by the breakdown?
So like, how many people are like strictly bottoms, strictly tops, or versatile?
Oh, girl, we don't.
It just depends. Like
in your experience, though, like that's what I'm asking.
You meet more like. Here, where we are in our location, it is like it's bottom heavy.
Everywhere, girl.
Bottom heavy. Good God.
And then also because I'm an African American man, they're like,
you are?
No. Now everyone comes up the woodworks, they're like, you got a BBC?
Yes.
Let me see that.
It's irritating as fuck.
Like, literally happened to me like today.
Happened to me today.
Oh my God.
It happened to me yesterday.
Right?
God, I hate it. They assume because I'm black, I got a big black penis. Hang up.
They all say that.
A BBP.
Ooh, shouldn't it be small?
Never mind. Not.
Vangelo, are you a top or are you a bottom?
I'm a verse bottom.
Yes.
First bottom. You're a VB.
I'm here for a good time, not a long time. You know, I
pop. Pow.
But I'm also going to throw an ass in a circle.
Yeah.
Throw that ass in a circle.
And since you've been doing squats.
And I'm like really good at it, so.
Yes.
Oh.
Kenty, are you a top or are you a bottom?
Versatile top.
Hi, baby Batch.
I am a lazy lather.
Y'all need a moment?
Oh, I know.
So bad.
I just thought that too.
That was good.
Matt, are you a top or... Oh.
Can we talk about this? Because I feel like I have
so many
questions. Bottom. Oh my god. Yeah. I'm a nothing.
Okay, that's me. Never mind. Just because you're a bottom, your voice... Never mind.
Go ahead. You know all of them are now like... They look like me.
Yes.
Yeah. Ooh, and a straight guy who's a bottom...
No, well,
you, no, bro, you would be surprised. If you only knew how many married men have hit me up.
Oh my god.
That's not a gay thing. That's just a men thing. That no, happens to me all the time.
Like, I can't speak to that. I haven't because, been in that position.
Like, hey, like, I'm in an open relationship with this girl, but, like, she can't give me this one thing. What's that one thing? Me putting my penis in their butt.
Well, mm-hmm. I can go pie a penis and shove it up somebody's
boot. Exactly. Or they're like, I'm straight, but I like sucking dick.
Oh, really? Yeah. Lots of straight men are like, you know, I've never sucked a dick before. You should teach me. And, you know, sometimes the devil horns pop up my head and I'm all, I gotcha. But, it's just,
you're on timeout for the rest of the podcast.
Hey, welcome to the club.
Once again, this is rated MA. Listener discretion is advised.
Wow.
It's more like
FCC.
Oh,
that was just...
Wait, but can we talk about women? Because
we can talk about women. Yeah. What? Okay, what do you want to know? Vaginas are...
Are they really self-cleaning?
Vaginas?
Yeah.
Yes, they...
That's why they shed their skin, right? Or...
Wait, what? They're not snakes! They're not snakes!
If you go high enough, there's a pot of gold.
Once a month, they shed their skin, you know.
But be careful of the fangs, because, you know, they're fibrous.
No. That was a Freudian slip.
That's never happened to me, but I feel like if someone is shedding their vagina skin, they might need to go to a gynecologist.
Oh my god.
I feel like something might not be right.
That is so hot in here right now.
They are self-cleaning.
I've never understood that concept, but I think it's amazing. It sounds interesting.
Well, you know, they should be because, like, you know, they're inverted. Although I will say that they say that douching and stuff is not good for you.
That's very true. I read that very often.
Yeah.
They say the same thing for your butthole.
Because sometimes we be
I don't really stick things at my butthole. But
sometimes in the state of emergency, you have to go to, like, you know, one of the stores, the drugstores, and type and buy a douche. And you be reading all the things. You know, you got to be clean if you're going to go out there and, you know,
have a good
time.
Bop.
But, like, you read them and they're like, the advisories for women. I'm like, well, dang, should I be sticking this up my asshole? Like, dang.
No, you should not be.
But, you know, you gotta be clean. And some people don't douche, but shit dick is not a thing. But
ooh, chili dick, yeah.
Chili
dick.
Has that happened to you?
It has happened to me.
Bitch,
it was
I
one
like
of the worst
eating chili. Can we not?
I mean, shit dick.
Oh my god, I thought you were gonna finish that sentence with dick. I was like, what? I like eating chili dick. Well, that one, we almost had to question our friendship there. That's happened to you, the shit dick thing. Someone has shat on your dick.
Happened to me.
Yeah.
It's, you know, they're not completely thoroughly clean. And, you know, when you have something has to go in up through your booty hole, and your intestines,
nothing ends
and you're reaching, you know, because some people.
What do you do when you're
wait,
down?
Have you
you're,
gotten
like,
excuses?
Oh yeah, no! Yeah, I've gotten everything, and I'm like, this is so disgusting. Because like, you know, you're hitting, you're feeling great, you're like looking good and feeling fine. Thank you, God.
Is that what you sing when you're
like, you'll start to smell it. You're like, oh, it smells like shit. And you're like, oh, damn. And so you're like, I'm a play this real quick. You pull out. You're like, yeah. And you look down, and it's just, I'm already brown. So I'm like.
Oh, you're
dismissed. Please.
It's like glossy brown.
You're dismissed.
It's not nice. And I was like, oh, you didn't clean one, did you? And he's like, oh, I did. And I'm like, no. You don't smell that? And he said, no, oh my god, I'm so sorry.
What do you, like, honestly?
The two side guy was, oh, you just went in too deep. Oh, really?
That.
Really?
Yeah, that.
Honestly,
I warned you. I
asked you too. Did you clean?
Oh yeah.
I'm not coming up there with like an eraser sized dick. No.
Like again, I warned you. I told you exactly what was about to happen tonight. Exactly. And nothing. You know how I said I get the phone number after? Like nothing ends a date faster. Nothing makes me block you faster.
Then shit dick.
No. Yes, because I'm turned off. I don't want to deal with your feces
shit
and
dick
shit.
Or bad breath.
And y'all probably can relate to this because you're both verse. I know how to clean up myself.
Mm. I sure know how to clean myself because I'm not trying
I've
to
never
clean
had
that situation.
I've never messed up.
It takes time.
You have to learn your body. You have to know And you know, like the joke is always like, if you're in the bottom, you can't eat today. No, like literally, you can't eat.
You don't.
Because yes, it'll. Can.
If you gotta eat something that's light. Or you can't time be going it. Out eating nothing.
Right. You time like, it. You know your body. Isn't that all sex? You should know your body before you give it to somebody else.
That part.
That's a word. Oh. That's a word.
Ooh. You just spoke to somebody's spirit.
Yeah, that's a word for somebody.
That's so true.
Right?
Somebody out there received that.
Personal hygiene is so important. Mm-hmm. It's like, gay sex just not happen on a whim. You have to plan it.
You do.
Wow. You can't just like, ooh, baby, I want to fuck you in the closet. Like, no, you have to, hey, we have to have sex later today, so like, let's get ready.
I like that you're setting up appointments. That's why you guys have dick appointments.
It's called a dick appointment for a reason.
Yes.
Yeah, schedule it. Put it in your calendar. Set a reminder.
It's like a date. I tend to have a dick appointment before I go on a date.
Yes, that's also another term that was like, you know, made in queer culture that the straights are trying to take over.
Uh-oh.
Dick appointments, queer culture.
You don't have sex before you go out on a date?
No.
No, because that's like 98% of the relationship. Not really. That's a big number. That's a really big
Well,
number.
We now know who you are as a person.
That's a very large percentage.
The other 2% is if I think they're a nice person.
But, okay, so I literally just stopped seeing somebody because the sex was not good, right? Like, and we had waited to have sex because we were like, oh, this is so important, but, like, we want to make sure that everything else is right before that, and then the sex wasn't good, and that's what ended the relationship.
I can understand that, but what I'm saying that I will go out with someone before we ever hook up. I'll go out on a date with them because if I don't even like them as a person, we're not going to have sex. And it doesn't matter. Because if I, like, literally go out with you and I'm like, I don't like you, which is literally pretty much everyone I date, it's not going to be a thing.
You don't have to talk as much.
I don't want them near me. Oh. Like, at all. I'm like, don't talk to me.
You
don't
hear that voice?
Me.
She doesn't want you near her.
I don't want girls near me either.
For me, if the moment I have sex with someone, it kind of ruins the whole potential for a relationship.
Really?
Yeah.
You
for
feel
me.
Like you like soiled like any like how do you?
What are you good
like,
luck, Chuck?
Well, no, because like no, I don't like working backwards. Like if I'm really interested in someone, I'd rather like go out on a date, hang out, that kind of thing, and then
you're
go
such a so woman.
But if it's, but if it's like wham bam thank you man, ain't nothing happen after that. It's just you know, and if it's good, you know, I'll keep your number and you know.
Oh, you're a van.
Well.
If it's good, I'll give you my number.
That's efficient. It's working for you guys. So,
that's why I don't have too many numbers in my phone.
You have my number.
Barely.
Oh, bitch.
Wow.
You get out of my house.
That was aggressive.
Sorry, it just came easy. Like, it just
if
came
the sex
easy.
Is good, I'll favorite them on Grindr. I'll give them
a star. A star.
I don't get my phone number.
Are you able to rate people in Grindr?
Oh, no.
No, you should
favorite them.
So there's a star on like a top right corner. You just hit that star and they're favorite. So they're like easier to get to.
Contacting my phone.
Sorry, we're talking at the same time.
You know how I feel about people contacting my phone. So like you can get my Instagram, my Snapchat, but you will not have my
phone. See, but I'm not going to give you my Instagram. I'm not giving you my Facebook. I'm not giving you my Twitter. Because the one thing I don't want is to like have you around all the time and like find out in like a week that I've decided to like dead you like I
oh,
don't
no they know I'd be like yeah it wasn't all that great like
but then you have to go through and unfriend them or
right,
block
just,
and
like,
that's so much work
because like because if I'm me and watch my life I'm living my best life
so you give them your information but you don't follow them back bitch.
All my friends are shady. Okay, let's turn this around to the straight man
yes,
who
straight
hasn't
man.
Been talking.
Well,
yes,
he's been real silent.
I have lines. Sorry, okay, I don't have that much gay
experience. I'm about to say, to be fair, we monopolized
well,
the conversation.
Yeah, you're right.
We really did. Sorry about that.
Let's talk straight
know,
man
we
sex.
We don't know straight shit.
Well, you gonna learn today.
Or at least, by we, I mean literally just me.
Wow.
Well, I mean, everyone here but Van has had sex with a girl. Oh, yeah, not me either.
I was like, girl?
Sorry.
I was like, really?
You would know.
Not me, wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
I wish we had a lesbian friend.
We do have lesbian friends. They're gonna be on this podcast soon. You know who I'm talking to. Anyways, I don't want to give away the secret because it's gonna be a good episode. Anyways,
better than
Matt. Probably. Matt. You haven't had sex in almost a year.
Yeah. I don't know.
What does it take for you? You're a different kind of straight man.
You
what
are.
Does it take for you to have sex with someone? Because you're not the, like, the I'm just going to hook up with whoever person.
Well, at first I was like that, and I was, like,
once
very
upon
kind of
a time, not
and,
long
like,
ago, you were a hoe.
Hey. And he admitted it.
Take no, no, no.
Because he did that shit.
No, I was so ratchet. I started off and I was very, like, very conservative, very, like, churchy, like, you know, this, your body's pure, like, almost like what they teach girls,
your
like, young
temple.
Girls and stuff. Yeah, yeah. And so, like, I believed that shit for far too long. And then once I did finally lose my virginity, like, it all exploded, basically.
Then you were like, I'm going to have sex with every vagina.
No, not even then. It was kind of a little bit of a process. But since I broke up with my last girlfriend, like, a couple times, I was at a party or something, and something happened with another girl, and, like, because I was kind of, like, trying to be a little bit more loose with that, and just sort of get that out of my system, because, I mean, I'm a guy, like, I still want to fuck everything that I see.
Big mood.
Yeah.
It's a mood.
So I experimented with that, and I just got in a lot of situations where I was like, this isn't worth it, like, this isn't me. So I think that the person I started with was kind of actually more me, so I tend to be more like, I want to actually be committed to someone before I start introducing that sort of thing.
Dang, I got the wrong straight man on this podcast.
Apparently I'm the only hoe in this place, because all
Have
are
you
like...
looked at Durant?
Woo!
Wow! Wow, but
just
I mean,
came for
him. But I will say though, I absolutely support like being a hoe though, like totally.
I think
like,
it's so important.
Yeah,
no slut shaming.
No, exactly.
Come through, no slut shaming.
Yeah, this is not a slut shaming.
No,
yeah,
because I actually have an episode called "Stop Slut Shaming." So, I will say that because last year around the time when I was talking about hooking up with someone, Matt was like, "Yes, get yours, girl. Go out there. Get." Yeah. I was like, "Okay,
I'm
this is a lot."
I mean, I still hook up with someone like on a whim if it just felt right at the time. But like for the most part, I'm just like, I'm not really looking for that. So.
Oh, but if you get tequila in your system.
It's way more work for a straight guy, though.
If you get tequila in your system.
Because, and rightfully so, like, women are women have so much more at stake, so they should be a little more conservative with that.
Oh, I never even thought of it like that. You're so stupid.
Yeah,
that's
a thing.
They risk the whole pregnancy.
Yeah, no, I we think about it, but, like, I don't ever really.
Oh, I'm way too
anxious. I don't really think about that.
I had a baby.
You have a child.
And I don't want another one.
And that's exactly why she's, like, that's exactly why she doesn't want to talk to all these guys who, like, can't even be articulate at all or anything.
Yeah,
like,
because my son's sperm donor, you know, just had a night of sex and then got to leave. And I got a baby!
Was it literally just one time?
Really?
Yeah.
Baby.
Really?
Yeah, well, I made Jaden by myself. But anyways,
pretty much.
That's off topic.
Dude,
next.
Is that potent?
So, if you get tequila in your system, are you a different person? Drunk sex.
I made some decisions I regret.
My mom actually has told me that I'm not allowed to drink tequila or vodka anymore because of the decisions I make when I'm drunk.
Oh, really? Ooh.
The sexual decisions
I make
when I'm drunk.
See, tequila's the only thing I really like to drink, so.
I'm going
to
say this, and it sounds really sad.
Thank you. I feel like everyone's like, only drink whiskey.
I hate, like, tequila's literally the only thing that I can drink.
Thank you.
I will say, which is going to sound terrible, but my child is a tequila baby. So that's why my mom was like, oh, no more tequila for you.
Is that his middle name?
Jaden Tequila.
I'm gonna call him that when I babysit him next week.
Don't
Jaden Tequila.
Don't do that.
He'll be like, yes, Kenny Uncle.
How that turned out? No, we will not relate him to Jaden Tequila.
She's got a shot at love.
Woo!
Jaden Tequila.
What are you like when you have alcohol in your system, Dan? Are you more sexual?
I don't really drink much.
You're a smoker.
Yeah, I'm a huge smoker. I like, in fact, I opt to smoke over drinking because I don't like feeling out of control. And, like, when I drink, I feel like I have, like, less control of my body. And that's a big thing for me, having body autonomy. But when I drink, I definitely am somebody that, like, goes to sleep.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, only if I'm drinking wine.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't have to...
Okay, because you're a bottom, so...
Yeah. I don't have to drink something to, like, make me, like... I hate.
Wow. I can't stand you.
I'm gonna just grab this taquito.
Just throw it out.
I'm gonna just go. This is so great. No, but back to your question. I don't, like, you're kind of asking, like, does, like, being under the influence, like, cause you to be, like, more active or, like, seeking sex more? And, like, no, I'm just always horny all the time because I'm, like, 24.
Fair.
That part. Yeah.
Kenny, are you more promiscuous if you have alcohol in your system?
Well, my bros will tell you yes. I think I just like to have more fun.
So yes. And well, never mind. I don't need to ask this question. But for the listeners, I know the answer. Duran, what are you like when you're drunk?
I am a mess.
We know.
I like to have fun, you know, but, you know, if you don't keep your eyes on me, I will wander off.
You will go missing.
And I will find somebody. And I don't know, like, when I drink, once I get drunk, I start to, like, everyone's like, I want to kiss everybody right now.
That's me.
I even tell my friends, I'm like, I just want to kiss you.
Friends, but just strangers. No, I'm like, I like your face. Put it on
not
mine.
Not like y'all friends. Like, you know, you have acquaintances and stuff. He's like, I'm just really, you know, I'm drunk. I just want to kiss everybody. Just a little peck. And then I'm like, all right, I'll see y'all later. I'll go find a stranger and you'll find me somewhere else. Minding my own business.
With something up your booty hole?
Not always. Not always. Because, you know, as I said, spontaneity is not a thing. Mm.
It's so much easier to just, like, have a quick... It's so much easier to have, like, a quick hookup when I decide, yeah, I'll just talk. It's easier.
Uh-huh.
It's so much easier. It's easier to find someone, easier to execute, it's easier to be so, done.
It's so nice. Like, if you're ever just like, I'm horny, you're like, well, I'm going to talk because I ain't got the time or the energy right now.
Right? It's a whole process. Mm-hmm. It's a whole
if
process.
I was a gay man, I would probably be a bottom for the fact that I'm super lazy.
Okay. I mean,
nobody likes a lazy bottom.
I'm a lazy bottom as a straight woman.
Nobody likes a lazy bottom.
I'm just going to lay here. And then if a guy's like, get on top, I'm like, you know what?
I can't stand
this sounded
lazy
like a
bottoms.
Good idea at the time. But
I'm not a lazy bottom.
I'm really,
I
can't stand sure. lazy.
I've experienced that. Oh boy, just laid there. It was
me.
I had a starfish guy too. I called him a starfish because he just not. Laid there like with all appendages.
No out. Sounds, no movement.
I feel
movement.
Like that's like 90% of women is they just lay there.
Oh, it's
like,
all of us.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
thank
for
you.
Real.
No.
Yes.
Okay, question. No. Question.
Because
question.
The girl...
You're like, I supplied the vagina. I'm done. Like,
yes. Literally, we just gave you a hot pocket. What else do you want?
Hot pocket. Oh my God.
Yeah. Dang! What else do you want?
Well,
you want me to warm up the hot pocket, serve it to you on a silver platter.
Yes.
Like no.
And then tell me how good it tastes.
Wait. What?
The food analogy. You eat the food when it's done. Tell me how good it was. How good it tastes. I follow you.
No, I want to give you the hot pocket, and you can do the rest of the work.
No.
Hot
pocket.
I lay there.
So Matt saying that most straight women just lay there made me. Think, and I feel like only Kenny and Duran might be able to answer this question because you guys are the only ones that have had sex with men and women.
Men
who's
are better.
Who's better than men?
Yeah. Men, 100%. That's why I'm gay.
No, you've only had sex with one woman, though.
Do you feel
I know,
like
but
straight,
for
oh,
an extended
okay,
period
so,
of time.
And for the straight people in the room, do you feel like straight men are good at sex? Do you feel like straight women are good at sex?
I'll go first. Because I have an opinion on this subject.
Right. Well, I've heard some of your stories.
A lot of straight men... think that they're better at sex than they are.
Do they just do that jackhammer thing, huh?
Oh God, I don't. What are you?
Jackhammer.
Saying?
The jackrabbit.
Yeah. All they do is just.
Oh, jackrabbit.
They don't.
Jack...
No,
the
jackhammer.
Well,
thing. I feel like a lot of straight men like to hype themselves up.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, I'm gonna give it to you. I'm gonna put you to bed. And then it's like 30 seconds later, they're sleeping. I'm like, so you put yourself to bed.
Girl, what was
not
the fastest sexual experience you had with a guy?
The fastest sexual experience?
Yes, please tell me.
Probably like a minute and a half.
No way.
Like, pump and done. And they'll be like, oh, I haven't had sex in a while, so, you know, it might be super quick. And I'm like,
nigga,
well,
no.
You need to go practice and then come back at a different time. It is absolutely tragic, though, when you hook up with a guy who is like, he wants head and then he wants to have sex with you and then he doesn't want to do anything else. I'm like, if I'm putting my mouth on your penis...
Bitch, you better pay the toll. You want this pussy, you better start getting to work. Okay? Okay?
I mean...
This is a toll road, bitch. You better pay.
I wanted. I was gonna make a comment
but on that reason, it's because a lot of women like myself do not orgasm from vaginal sex.
I was literally
I don't.
About to say because you are not the first jump. Woman.
I'm not. I don't.
Woman.
And then it really bothers me if I tell a guy that and they're like, "But I bet you will with me." And I'm like,
"No,
fuck, I won't.
No.
I won't." But
I will say, and this is to answer Van's question because I already said like 90% of women will just lay there. I will say that the one of the girls that I hooked up with that, you know, pushed back a little bit, she said that she came 6 times.
Who?
Matt's got a magical penis.
Or what
he
got saying,
the magic
or what he's saying
stick.
Is the solution is that everybody needs to be more.
That's,
yeah,
that's
no,
what it is.
No, that's
think,
not. No, that's
no,
not what it
I
is.
Because
oh,
no,
because I have been interactive with guys, and I still have. I have had more.
Okay, well, maybe the
sex
guy
sessions
suck too.
Where I don't do.
Maybe
like,
the guy
I'm
suck
like,
too.
Yeah, but
well,
you're
done.
Great.
The
you're
guy
done?
Can do as much as he can, but the women also do have to take control of their own orgasm.
Right?
They have to be able to say...
That's a word, because we're taking control of our orgasm.
That part.
Making sure that it
you
happens.
Have to
men,
be able to guide a man, because a man don't know.
No, even if you got... No. I will...
And
even
you
if you guide a man sometimes, they still cannot. many men cannot. And they're not patient enough to you. Because if you're in a woman's vagina...
I don't think I've had this problem, so...
Here's the thing. Here's the thing with me. So I get off watching my other partner get off.
Uh-huh.
So I make sure that they get theirs when it's a woman at least twice. Unless the guy can, you know, orgasm multiple times. But at least twice before I get mine. Sometimes more than twice. From what I've been told.
That's just who he is as a person, though.
Well, you see,
he's also just very kind in life. Like, not even sex. You put people first.
I've been told I'm a little too nice, but whatever.
We can talk about that.
Yeah,
that's
another episode. This is another episode.
Being selfless and not taking care of yourself. Yeah, I feel that.
I have faked many an orgasm to make a man stop. Like, please stop touching me.
Actually, I've done that.
You have faked orgasms?
Men also fake orgasms.
Oh, not with me.
Especially if I'm topping, it's way easier to fake an orgasm.
Obviously, yeah.
Yep.
So easy.
I don't care where I'm at. I can fake it wherever. Like, top, bottom, side.
I'm done. I can't.
Wait, is that your fake orgasm?
I'm done.
No, we don't want to actually hear one of those on this podcast. We have to keep it safe for everyone to listen to.
I don't know if it's safe at this point.
Right.
We haven't done anything terrible yet.
We've only said penis a lot.
Yes, penis!
Penis.
I've done it.
Typical Sunday morning.
I've done it twice.
Oh, I have faked more than two orgasms. Yeah. Like,
damn.
Double digits.
Well, because usually there's always a way to get off for guys, at least.
Yeah.
But you also have to be that invested in the other person to make sure that both of you get off, you know?
I saw this meme the other day, and I shared it with you, I think, and I was like, ooh, the accuracy of it. And it's like him, or it was like the guy said, girls are leaving so quick after sex nowadays. Like, where y'all going? And a girl responding goes, home to orgasm. Like,
you did.
And I'm like, the truth. The accuracy.
That was good.
Yeah. Vaginas are an interesting thing. I wish that I had a vagina that could, like, orgasm off penetration, but I don't.
I feel like science tells us that you can. It just depends on, like you said, like, the guy, like, is never normally patient enough or, like, doesn't listen in the right ways or, like, things like that. Like,
or if you put some damn effort into it.
So interesting because for women, there are, like, all these external factors that have to line up perfectly for it to happen, whereas for a man, it's like, as long as I just tug it enough times, it'll just happen.
I want a penis attached to me so I could just tug it and it would happen.
It's not, because I have to wear underwear all the time and it's really annoying. It's really funny.
Okay.
I don't like not wearing underwear because...
I know that you like receiving cunnilingus. Are you a fan of giving cunnilingus?
Absolutely.
Cunnilingus?
That's a good term.
That's a good term.
Because never mind.
I love it, actually.
I feel like a lot of men don't understand what that can do.
Oh, yes. Just...
What can it do?
most girls I've been with, I've only been able to get them off with my tongue.
Yeah, see? Okay. That's... I'm that person, 100%.
Now,
while you are
engaging in intercourse, do you stimulate the clitoris?
Sometimes.
With your hands.
Depends on the position, obviously. Sometimes.
Don't do that smack and shit.
Do you know?
Don't do that.
that shit is important, and they need to stop. Because they're teaching men
the wrong ways to do things.
Do you know?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Do you like when they like slap a woman's face?
They're like smacking her.
I don't do that. No.
Oh, God. Oh, no. His face just.
He said, "What is it?
Why would no?
Because they see it in porn, and they're like, oh, women like that.' And I'm like, do not slap my fucking vagina.
I'm like, no, stop doing that. That's not how that works. Like,
nah, I tease the cooter. I don't slap.
You better tease it. So whatever you just said made me think of this. A lot of women do not orgasm off, like, some guy touching them, unless he's, like, super good with his hands, because the reason it's different with your mouth is because your mouth has saliva, and it makes your whole, like, vagina, you're still wet, but, like, most women are, like, if they don't come fast enough, they're just going to dry out down there. And then guys do the whole, like, and I'm like, do you know how much time we could have saved if you would just put your face down there?
I'm having a straight sex revelation.
Yeah, only if you're turned on, though.
So you have to be wet to orgasm.
No, you don't have to be wet to orgasm, but I'm saying is...
It makes it easier?
Yes.
The same way we use lube.
Yeah, and it's painful.
I mean, I do when having sex, but not when jerking off. Anyways, sorry, I'm listening.
It can be... It's painful if a guy's just like continuously with his hands down there and you don't. It's just like uncomfortable
like
at that point.
Like when we get fingered and there's no lube or spit. Gotcha. Uh-huh. I follow.
And a woman will, yes, produce her own if she's turned on. Mm-hmm. So if you're just not into it and you're like, hey, this is not going anywhere, you're going to stop. And you're just going to be like, cool, so we should stop this. And you should go home.
And
I'm going to go pull out my vibrator. Bye!
Oh, man.
I need a new one.
A new vibrator?
Or a new
you have a vibrator?
No, I had a dildo that was really, really great.
For your penis? One. I mean, for your butt.
Oh, my God. Dildo
for your penis?
I jokingly one time with my buddies said something about, like, urethra beads. And then those I dared Google it.
Those are sounding.
Sounding is a thing.
The way that your body just like convulses. That's exactly how
who
I
does
feel.
This?
Stop. Wait.
A lot of people.
Beads for your penis hole.
Like yes. Yes. See the straw? They take.
Stop it! I don't need an example.
They take these metal rods.
Put it
and stick them in there. The slit in their urethra. And then at the top they'll go. Ting.
What?
And it vibrates on the inside.
I didn't know that much.
And I'm sure science tells me why that's great. Never.
Yeah.
No. I don't even have a penis and I had to close my legs.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
No.
So you don't have one of those, is what you're saying.
Yeah. Hell no. I couldn't do
Wait,
that.
Do you have a vibrator?
I don't, actually.
I'm
going to
buy you one for your birthday.
I had one. Past tense.
A big black penis?
Well, see, because, like, it's so different because, like vibrators that are made for females, they're not shaped like a penis. And so, like, using them, like...
Some of them are.
Like, well, like...
They're uncomfortable.
I don't know how to explain it. Like, they... Like, some of them, like... I don't know. The vibrators that I always think of, they're, like, the length of a penis. And they might be, like, cylindrical and, like, maybe a little skinny or, like, maybe even a little bit bigger. But they're not, like... They're not... I don't know. There's something different about a penis. Like, using a vibrator that's shaped like that for a female on me don't work.
But they do have vibrators that are shaped like a penis.
Oh,
which
yeah.
is the best ones.
I don't have one of those. Do you have a vibrator?
No, I have a pocket pussy.
Yes!
For what?
I have one of those.
Your butthole?
No, for his penis.
Pocket pussy,
oh, pocket pussy. Like I was thinking about a pocket rocket.
Oh, no, oh. Pocket pussy.
No, like a fleshlight?
No.
I had a fleshlight.
Does it fit in your pocket?
No.
Wow.
Why is it called a pocket pussy?
It's like a small.
Good old story.
It's not
but
full,
it doesn't fit in your pocket.
It's not a full... It's not attached to a person. It is pocket size.
But you can't
have
it in your pocket.
Pocket pussy, but it's not really a pocket pussy. It's like the shape of a butt.
Yes.
I was like,
a pocket
damn.
Booty?
Damn. I'm just not for your pocket. It's a full-size ass. You just put in your bed.
But like a white man's ass or like a black man's
You can get it whatever color you want.
It could be male, female.
No, but I mean like size.
Oh, it's like...
It's like they got cake or
no,
like...
No, it's like big old teardrop booty cheeks.
Mm-hmm.
I am so upset that you said teardrop.
Teardrop booty
I'm
cheeks.
I'm intrigued.
Do you have a flashlight?
Flashlight?
No, I don't.
I don't own one, okay?
We're helping. We're just gently
Do you
collecting.
Have a flashlight?
I do not have any toys.
Do you have a pocket... Oh. Okay.
Then we're gonna go to the store later.
Are we?
Yeah.
Oh, this
damn.
Really
we can go to romantic.
Expand my horizon.
A touch of romance. Isn't it a touch of romance?
This was part
romantic.
Two of this.
We're going on the road, and
we'll just bring the listeners with us as we shop.
Should've swiped left on the road.
I was in Vagina Monologues twice in college, and the first time we did it, everyone had to buy like your secret buddy gift, but they had to be. Vibrators.
That's so cute.
And it was like the first, it was, I kid you not, the first time I've ever been in a sex shop. And I walked in and the guy's like, how can I help you? I was like, it's not for me, it's for a show. I was so
okay.
scared.
Okay.
Like,
sex shops are normally super, super nice.
They're
yeah,
so
they're
nice.
Great.
I have this hookup that I still meet with who works at a sex shop. And it's like, he's like, oh, I brought this different lube sample today. I just wanted to try it out.
Girl, have you ever used cannabis-infused lube?
No.
What? That's a thing?
Oh, that shit is so fun.
Get high and turned on?
Not like cerebrally high, but like, you know what a body high feels like. But it's like your penis is hot.
Our jaws.
Your jaws just dropped. You said
my jaw, my jaws, and my jaw.
My jaw dropped.
Whoops. Oh, wow. Have That's you used cannabis infused lube, Matthew?
No, I've never even heard of that.
Have you used lube, Matthew?
Yes.
I would hope so.
I was going to say,
some guys, you know, they just turn the girl on, they don't need it.
Wow.
Really?
Or Where some guys produce a lot of pre-cum.
Oh, no, I turn the girl on. It's just that sometimes it goes longer than normal.
Turn, yeah.
No, that gets a girl pregnant.
Yeah.
right. But I'm not a girl. I ain't getting pregnant.
Speaking of pregnancy.
Protection or take Truvada, okay? Go to the doctor, get tested. Your sexual health is very important.
Know your status.
I love that this just became a commercial.
Know your, no myths, no facts. No fact. Like, no myths. No myths. Like, N-O. And then K-N-O-W. No facts.
Get no, tested.
K-N-O. Know everything.
Yes. Amen. No glove, no love. K-N-O-W. I thought we were just throwing out things. Go ahead. What were we going to say?
Oh, speaking of the pregnancy thing. This is for not the straight people. Does talking about pregnancy during sex turn you on? Like, ooh, yeah, get me pregnant.
No, it does cracks not. Up. It makes me laugh. Yes.
You know, I will laugh. I will laugh at you. We could be having an intimate moment, and you say something funny, and I'm going to bust up. And he was like, yeah, I want to get you pregnant. I said, what did you say? You stop. I need you to pull out right
okay,
now.
Okay, in the same I know many gay men are different the giggles. On this. Uh-huh. I know many gay men are different on this. Referring to the ass.
No! We do not stand for this.
I love it.
What?
I love it.
You like when they call your ass
not
a
mine.
Pussy?
Not mine. They call theirs.
Oh, because you're bi, so you like you. That might be like a like
that
a
makes secret. More sense.
That makes a okay.
I mean,
when I think about sex, I want to not think about females. Period.
Well, you know, we don't want to think about you either.
I know. I'm so glad it's mutual.
For me,
Can I answer the question you just asked?
I think it's the kinkiness of it. Like, yeah. Not that I really hate the whole mask femme question? Thing. Hold on. Can I answer
the pregnant question?
You want to answer? But it was for them.
I know, but I still want to answer it.
Go ahead.
No.
There you
if
go.
A guy tells me during sex, like, I'll get you pregnant, I'll be like, you need to leave. You need to leave right now.
I was going to get that. I'm going to get that child support check.
My lord.
Hey, that's a gentleman. At least he's saying he's going to pay child support. I might continue at that point. I'd be like, yeah, like, you know what? You take go care ahead. Of yours.
So what I was going to say is I hate the whole like mask femme thing.
Same.
However, yeah. I do like when a guy who is, you know, I guess has masculine qualities, you know, refers to his asshole as a pussy. It just, it's...
Because it feminizes
it's
a, him in
it's
a
like,
way?
Yeah, it's like a kinky kind of...
It kind of like blurs that like gender line just like a little bit
yes.
more.
Yes.
But it looks like a donut.
It's funny, I never thought about that being that divided because there was a theater company near here that used to do shows or for like strictly gay shows. And I like recorded some voiceover stuff for it, and one of my lines was "fuck me in my pussy hole," and I didn't know the context for it. I just said it.
Yeah, that now makes more sense. Yeah.
I also like being called daddy, but that's a whole other.
I don't.
I have
get
daddy
that.
Issues, so I, can't
I don't get
do
that.
I have daddy issues.
I can't do
I can't
that.
Do
like.
That.
Guys are like, you should call only refer to me as daddy. And I was like, well, I will not do that because I definitely don't want to talk about my dad or be anything
except
about my dad.
Yeah. The only time that
I feel the same way as a straight guy if a girl said that.
Allowance.
Fair enough.
I've had a sugar daddy.
Same.
Fair enough.
That's what I mean. Yeah, I got my allowance every 2 weeks.
He said, call me daddy. I said, yes, sir, daddy.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
After
you want me to go
that
where? Absolutely. Absolutely.
He had a wife and 3 kids. He was a lawyer. It
okay.
was a problem. All right.
Okay.
I had to learn. I had to learn. You know, I was young. I learned my lessons.
Mine
it
was like an oil
mess.
Tycoon, and he lived in New York. Girl, he had
yes.
a big penthouse apartment.
Come
on the water.
Through.
He had a nice money.
I love that you guys
oh,
are bonding
money.
Over sugar
right?
daddies. But we're going to have to wrap this episode up soon. Is there anything
I
else you would like to...
For
yes.
you,
for me?
Jefferson.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like my vagina still. Is that... Okay.
No.
Do you like your pussy?
Do you think you could fall in love with it? Because you should.
Do you like your pussy
No,
hole?
You know what?
Yours.
Before you
it's
ask
yours.
This question, I will say that I saw in my theater class, they were talking about how, like, you need to love every part of you. And then I saw this movie where this girl, like, had to put a mirror under her vagina and, like, stare at it and, like, fall in love with it, right?
Uh-huh.
I did that and I was scarred for freaking
okay.
life.
You know
I was like, oh, my
okay.
God, that's what's down there.
Before you tell me no, just listen to all I have to say. Before you tell me
it's
no.
It's probably no.
You
but.
Need to watch Big Mouth. Because
she
there is an episode. And
I've watched
episode,
one episode
there,
of Big Mouth
wait,
and I didn't like
more.
It.
No, wait!
It's so good.
There's one moment it. Where she does exactly that. She grabs a mirror and she talks to her vagina. And her vagina is Kristen Wiig, obviously. So it's hilarious.
Hilarious.
And then, It's episode three.
I think it's three.
Yeah. You should go watch it. And I think you would find it very didn't funny. Like Big
Mouth. They literally talked to each other. What?
Why didn't you like Big Mouth?
I didn't care for it.
Why?
This is off subject. We have time.
I'm going to need continue. An explanation.
Yes. In your more recent, you know, sexual endeavors and experiences, what has been, like, the most challenging thing about dealing with these crazy straight men?
Yeah.
Good
question.
Well, probably the most challenging thing would be that I feel like I am kind of like a guy when it comes to sex or hookups. Like, I don't want to be touched after. I don't want anyone to stay over. I want you to leave. I want a shower. Thank you. Bye. This might be why I might never get married, because I'm like, you're still here? And he's gonna be like, where? I'm your husband. Wow. Okay.
You're still here?
And you would think that most guys, straight guys in hookup, would be like, oh, we're done. Like, let's go. Like, I'm going to leave. But for some reason, I just tend to find the ones that want to hang out for a while after. And I'm like, why are you still here?
Sleep on your couch, order pizza.
I had yesterday. Right. I was like, so I can either, like, kick myself out or you can kick me out whenever you want. He's like, and I was like, okay, I'll just kick myself out. Bye.
Yeah. So wow. I don't like that. I don't like them hanging around. If we're not, like, dating and it's not an actual thing, if we both know that it's just hookup, like, you can go on your merry little way. And back to what we were talking about earlier, like, the whole, like, me orgasming thing. Because it just is not... Straight men think that their penis is magical, and it's most of the time not.
The men that you have, like, that, like, linger around and, like, just, like, don't leave immediately, do you feel like maybe there's a miscommunication that might be happening?
Possibly, but I, like, awkwardly try and say, like... okay!
Have you tried directly saying?
I told Trevor to leave. But he was, like, literally here for,
like... Oh, boy, like, slept on the
he
couch.
He literally fell asleep on the couch, and I woke him up. And I was like, don't you have places to be today? And he was like, oh, yeah. I was like, yeah, it's 5:30. You should go. It was, like, a long time here. I don't know. I guess I try to be, like, kind of nice. But after a while, I'm like, okay, you can go now. Sure. Thank you. Don't call me. Please lose my number. I only gave it to you for directions. Anyway.
Damn.
That's true to
you. I mean, it is what it is. So, anything else that you guys want to end this episode with?
I have a question for Matt.
Sure.
So, you know, being a straight man in this current hookup culture and not being a person that's a hookup.
I can already tell this is a great question.
Right. Like, you know, not being a person who enjoys hooking up. Like, what are your plans with, like, getting these women to, like, not be like, I just want to have sex.
Sex. I'm confused with the question. Are you the girls that just it's say like I just want sex?
Yeah, like, how
that
do
shit
you,
don't happen, bro.
How do you encounter those, but, like, be like, no?
I don't think he said, do you say no?
Huh?
Do you say no?
I don't necessarily know if I'd say no. It's just that, because usually if there's going to be a straight hookup, usually the guy is in, like, pursuit or whatever. And that's what I'm saying. It's like I don't really pursue those sorts of things. If one happened to fall into my lap, no pun intended, like, I don't know if I'd turn it down. If she's cute, like, I'd probably go for it. But I'm just, at this stage in my life, I'm not really looking for anything like that, so... I'm sort of expecting, or not expecting, I'm working on myself until something happens.
Do you feel like it's giving you more clarity not having sex for so long?
Another good question. That is a good
question. And this is coming from somebody who literally has sex, like, almost every other day. Like, I have so much sex. Like, do you feel like it gives you clarity in a different way?
I think it can be, I don't know. I'd have to think about that and get back to you at some point. It's not going to work on the podcast. Because I do think that could go the other way, where you can get, like, so paranoid because you're thirsty as fuck. Because guys don't, or straight guys don't have the outlet that, like, they can't just immediately get it all the time. I don't know. I think that could go both ways.
Either way. I hear you.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yes.
Wow, guys.
Yeah.
Just so educational. I don't know if it was really educational, more than very entertaining. If you listeners have any questions for these beautiful men here or for me, you know how to find me. Should have Swipe Left Podcast on Instagram, DM me. You can also add them. They are up on my Instagram. All of them are already up on my Instagram. They will be up again on my Instagram. And ask them your questions. They'll answer.
Yeah.
My DMs are always open for dick pics, ass pics.
Yes. Oh my god, that is literally the best thing ever.
Slide in my DMs, no pics though.
Please no dick pics to me. I will
block you.
Block you. With a vengeance.
A random van. And I will be very confused.
Please send all of your dick pics to Matt. Oh, what a treat. Okay. You come back next week. We have another episode. Probably not as detailed as this one, but another one. So make sure you're here. And if you like what you heard today, rate 5 stars on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe, review, do whatever you do with podcasts. Leave me something nice and I'll share it. If you leave me something rude, I'll delete it. Okay. Enjoy your weekend.
Bye.
Bye.
Peace.